USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane warnings are in effect for the Gulf Coast as two tropical storms, Laura and Marco, aim for the U.S. Marco is expected to strengthen and hit Louisiana tomorrow. Dan Brown with the National Hurricane Center.
Right now we're forecasting it to be a Category 1 hurricane at landfall. Again, some uncertainty in that, but strong winds will be an issue.
Crews are fighting hundreds of wildfires, two dozen of them major. Most of them were started by lightning strikes, according to meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
It is a thunderstorm with little to no rain, with lightning, and it produces and sparks additional wildfires. So that was really the culprit for some of the largest fires that are burning out of control across central and northern California.
Tens of thousands have been evacuated, and six people have died. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. All these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So, I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A proposed cut to the military health care system has some defense officials saying it could effectively gut the Pentagon's health care system during a nationwide pandemic. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
There's a report that Defense Secretary Mark Esper's cost-cutting review of the Defense Department has led to a proposed huge $2.2 billion cut in military health care. Politico says some defense officials say such a reduction could gut the Pentagon's health care system, and during a nationwide pandemic, it quotes two unnamed senior defense officials as saying that the ongoing budget review has been rushed and driven by an arbitrary cost savings goal. And they say the cuts would imperil the health care for millions of military personnel and their families, especially as the nation is grappling with COVID-19. Esper and his deputies have argued that America's private health care system could pick up the slack.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Marianne Trump Berry, President Trump's older sister and former federal judge, described him as a liar who has no principles in a series of audio recordings made by her niece, Mary Trump, a year ago. The recordings were provided to the Washington Post. In the recording, Ms. Berry can be heard disparaging her brother's performance as president. His damn tweeting and the lying, oh my God, she says in one of the recordings posted by the newspaper. I'm talking too freely, but you know, the change of stories, the lack of preparation, the lying. In a statement provided by the White House, the president dismissed the accusations and referred to the recent death of his younger brother, Robert Trump. Every day it's something else. Who cares? The president said.
Donald, that's the Donald, period. When he said, he started to say something to me, boy, look at what I've done for you. And I said, you have done nothing.
In one recording, she calls him a brat. In another, she says he doesn't read. She also criticized the Trump administration's policy of separating migrant children from their parents when they tried to cross the border from Mexico. She said, all he wants to do is appeal to his base. He has no principles, none. And his base, I mean, my God, if you were a religious person, you want to help people, not do this. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.